Deseo empezar agradeciendo a todas y todos ustedes por acompañarnos.
The mood was festive outside the rundown police warehouse in Guatemala City. Human Rights Ombudsman Sergio Morales presents the first results of months of picking through moldy, animal-infested police files housed in the warehouse.
Este archivo estaba condenado a una muerte lenta y con él habían desaparecido.
This archive was condemned to a slow death, and with it, we would have lost an infinity of footprints, clues, and keys to understanding the national tragedy that we still have not recovered from.
Last summer, Guatemalan human rights authorities were investigating a munitions depot when they stumbled upon a treasure trove of police documents. Upon closer inspection, they discovered what appeared to be the complete archives of the National Police. It was an incredible find. Past Guatemalan governments had always denied that such an archive existed. Gustavo Meoño is the head investigator in charge of the archive.
Tanto el REMI como el informe de la comisión fueron elaborados fundamentalmente en
Meoño says information about Guatemala's brutal civil war has so far been based mainly on victims' testimonies. The archive will provide the first major set of official documents from the war's darkest years, from the mid-1970s to the mid-1980s. An estimated 200,000 people were killed in the war, and 50,000 more disappeared. A United Nations Truth Commission held the Guatemalan military and police forces responsible for most of the violence. Archive workers are now faced with the daunting task of restoring and analyzing over 50 million documents. The project will take years and require major funding. But human rights authorities hope they can eventually offer information to victims' family members about the fate of the dead and disappeared. Carla Villagran is an investigator at the Ombudsman's office.
Desafortunadamente, hoy no podemos saber si vamos a encontrar algo o no para cada uno de ellos.
Unfortunately, we can't know today if we are going to find something for everyone who's looking, but there is hope, and it is our obligation to the victims to at least guarantee that hope.
For VOA, I'm Jill Replogle in Guatemala City.